you sharpen your razor on a leather
strap, razor strap, horn, no strap, and your horn is what you rock.
And you had to straighten your hair, you had a comb and a...
Some of them got something else. Not a wheel. I never did use one in my test thing, a brush.
Yeah, you never... Brush. You never...
Brush.
Did you ever...
Comb it. Yeah.
You always combed your hair, you never...
Never did wave it, brush it or nothing.
Okay, all
right. I was dampening, combing out like on the... Take my hand, mash it down, didn't look to suit me. Like it needs now, I imagine it's been so frizzled.
Did y'all use coal here?
Never, coal.
Yeah, ever use coal?
Yeah.
What did you have something near maybe the fireplace or the stove that you used to carry coal in?
Yeah, he'd have a coal bucket, what they call it, towed it in, a big old bucket. And they'd go and dig out so much and bring and put it in the coal bin, then you go to that coal bin, shovel it up, and in that bucket and bring it in there and take out what you want and put it on the fire. But see, we didn't use too much coal back when I was little coming up. I hear them talking about they did do it. So we got a little old coal place down here on the creek where we could dig our own coal.
Yeah.
I doubt I could find the coal there now because I expect that thing's still in. It may be a waste deep in day. Creek overflowing, running over.
What runs from the stove to the chimney?
Pipe. So some of them, the pipe goes all the way out of the house, but some of them got the stove, and then they got the stove pipe, and then they got the flue up there for the chimney. That's where we had it that now. And our house when we're using wood.
Uh-huh.
But that ain't going off there, I taking it down.
I see. Now, did you have something you sharpen your knives or something like that on?
Yeah, we got grind rock, hammer wheel, mostly grind rocks to sharpen the knives and axes and things like that on.
Okay, and then maybe just something you'd hold in your hand to
horn it down.
Yeah, what did you call that?
Horn, or then you had a...
Just a little.
Then you have another little old rock that you grind your thing on the grind rock, and then you take that little bitty rock and
wet rock.
Smoothing it off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's young folks' days and fire.
I used to see my grandfather, he'd sit there and on Saturday afternoon take his knife out and
horn on a rock for half a day with it.
With that little old wet rock. Now, did you have a makeshift? We were talking about nowadays, folks, for lights, you got You got electric.
Electric lights now. And
when one burns out, you put in a new
bulb.
A new light.
Another bulb back in the place that didn't burn out.
Light bulb?
Uh-huh. Yeah, light bulb.
But you used to have... when you went out in the field, Mr. Krause, did you have maybe something you might just put coal oil or something down in there and stuff a rag in the bottle and light it up and go out in the field at night or something like that?
Yeah, we've seen them and used them, but we didn't fool with the thing too much because we were sort of, jibbous of them a little bit. They'd get too hot or that old bottle might bust. That coal oil,